I would like to invite you to close your eyes and take this moment for yourself. Tune into the energy of you. And as we tune into our own energy and get comfortable in who we are, let us again invite the ancestors of this beautiful land to join us. And let us welcome in and invite those who cannot be at this meeting, who really wanted to come. They too are energetically here, connected with us. And let us invite anyone from our biological ancestry that we want to have present with us in this moment. And let us invite the beautiful star mothers and our galactic lineage of family who are marveling at the wondrous journey we are in and the shift that is taking place on humanity. And I received a message this morning that the animals want to come and join us as well. So let us invite our spirit animals to come play with us, come sit on our laps. For everyone, it's going to be unique. You might have a coyote, you might have an eagle, you might have a dragonfly, you might have a butterfly. You might even have Noah's Ark. Why limit it? And as we acknowledge the beautiful sentient beings of Gaia, let us also invite the rocks, the minerals, the crystals, and give thanks to them being part of this. And if you will, invite your favorite part of Gaia to be in this experience. Could be the mountains, could be the red rocks that are so majestically visible outside, could be the ocean. Whatever part of Gaia that gives you joy, let us invite that to participate in this experience. And now that we are all settled with the multitude of beings that are so happy to be part of this experience, let us now turn to the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are many things that are taking place during this which you have called the shift. And so much of the teaching of the last years have been regarding exactly this time that you sit in. Yesterday, I alluded to the fact that it was no accident you find yourself at this time on the planet. All grown up, as I would say, having graduated akashically, so many of you, from the trials of the planet so that you could sit at a place where mastery is obtainable. The kind of a mastery that a human can have, the kind that has been taught by the teacher Matt. But it's difficult. It's difficult for so many reasons. As you absorbed the information of the last 2 days, did you get the impression that perhaps there is a fight going on? And the fight that is going on is in your subconscious and your conscious and your magnificence all fighting together. You're being told one thing on one hand and feeling another. I want to talk about that. And I want to do it in an esoteric way that we have taught many times, but I have to start at the beginning because some of it is still unbelievable to many. There is help. There are tools that are occurring right now for all of you. I want anyone listening to this later to feel the truth of these things. Listen, you would not be put on a planet in this condition. And when I say this condition, I'll tell you what you've been told all your life and what your subconscious has told you and what your parents have told you, what everybody has told you. That's the condition you're in. We wouldn't have put you here to go through the shift without giving you then something to work with. If I told you that you weren't totally human, would that bother you? 200,000 years ago or so, your DNA was changed. This is provable. There have been books written about it. And for some reason, you went from the common expected humanoid 24 pairs of DNA, chromosomes in DNA, to 23 pairs of chromosomes. Now, you should have known something was up, because 23 is not a number that coordinates or allies with what I will say the universal scheme of fours. Everything is divisible by four that you find. My partner is going to give you more on that, but this is the way of it, and you get 23. Something happened then. On purpose, you had your 24 moved to 23. You had some of it arranged and rearranged. Take a look at what happened at chromosome number 2. Telomere to telomere fusion. That was intentional. That doesn't happen through biological evolution. There was intent there. The 24 you had was moved to 23, and you got two more. You got a pair you didn't expect from those who seeded you, from the Pleiadian. And here all of you sit with unbelievable information, eye rolling, as my partner would say, Fruit Loops and wind chimes information. You have 24. And one pair, the pair that has been multidimensional, has been lurking. It has not been awakened and waiting for this, the shift. If you had created it, it was here to open up. And those who left you with 23 didn't. They left you with 24. And that 24th pair doesn't belong to you. It belongs to everyone. But especially those who seeded you. You are not fully human. And those who seeded you had mastery. They came from a planet that had ascended. They started teaching core information. Dear ones, it's time for those parts and pieces of you who you didn't even know you were at the 24th pair, it's time for those to interface with the other 23 and start opening up and creating something that you need desperately. We have taught pieces and parts of this before, but even before I go on to the next section of this channeling, I want to make sure you grasp what I'm telling you. 24 pairs of chromosomes you've always had, 23 you can see under the microscope. All of those four pairs that belong in your DNA and all of that, there's more. And the reason it is not something that science has been able to see is because of the status of the dimensionality of them. Now, I can tell you this now, but 30 years ago, perhaps, there would even have been more laughter. Multidimensional things are not necessarily things you can see. And there are a lot of them now that are discoverable. Multidimensional things have always been here on the planet. Processes that are real, that cannot be seen, but you take them for granted. There has yet to be a good explanation for gravity. Do you realize that? The formula of mass that creates gravity, what is it? Is it a wave? Is it this or that? It's a multidimensional force. It's part of a base 12 formula you don't have. It's the same kind of thing for the 24th pair that you cannot see, but have always been there, waiting, placed carefully by those who seated you and knew this day could come. In 1989, I presented myself to my partner. Took him 3 years to believe it. And then I've told him why I'm here. I told him I was the magnetic master. That had to do with something. It has to do with the magnetics of the planet shifting, coordinating with consciousness, which is shifting. But it all points to right now. My partner went through something just recently that changed him. And he jokes about it. Partner 2.0. But what has happened with that is that he had a shift as well. He needed it as well. This is all part of the creative source, God if you wish, spirit if you wish, caring enough about you in this time to start telling you what is there, what is being released, and why. The first thing you have to say is, what is it that humanity in general, but especially light workers, what is it that they have in common that shouldn't be that way? Can you guess? Self-worth. You don't have any. You really don't. Now, you can stand up and say, no, I do. No, you don't. Let's talk about why. This is not the first time you have awakened to higher purpose. How deep is your Akash? Now, what I mean by that is, how many lives have you had on the planet? Now, yesterday I told you we're dealing with old souls. You may have been here at the very beginning. Many of you may have participated in Lemuria and what you called Atlantis. Many of you may have participated in the early civilizations that are still yet to be discovered. You've been here a while. And in that time, you have started to then understand and awaken to the things that many of you today are here sitting for. There's a bigger truth, perhaps. There's something you're supposed to be doing, perhaps, to help the planet, perhaps, to help each other, perhaps. That's you awakening to enlightenment, compassion, kindness, love. And you have experienced this before. And what has happened, do you think, when you did? You've been shut down. Some of you have been killed for this. Some of you have appeared to have magic in your healing and were called witches and burned for this. Some of you have been shamanic and kept it quiet for this. Oh, you know who you are. That's very strong in your Akash. There are some of you who are actually sitting in the chairs who are still what I call closet light workers. You're okay to be sitting here, but when you go home, you really don't want to do much more than come back to another conference and sit here. And you don't want to open the door to that closet because you remember what happened last time. And that sticks with you. You're not worthy. There isn't any self-worth here. That's just part of the issue. But can you see how hundreds of lifetimes all having these kinds of compromising things happen when you awaken might influence you today? Here it comes, the shift. And humanity has given the opportunity to change. And the change rests on the shoulders of light workers who have more power of light than any time ever. And you can slowly see the planet reacting to it. In so many ways, the planet is starting to also shift. But there's a fast track going on. Now is the time light workers need to understand. These last 2 days with the teacher Matt, you got to see it, a lot of it. There is a sense of frustration, especially when it's told you you have mastery inside. Frustration because you can't get it. You can't get to it. It's tough. Or if you can, it's taken a long time to drill that hole, as we talked about yesterday in Woe's story. When the 24th pair of chromosomes were put in your body, there was an understanding of why this earth is here, why humanity is here, because this universe, which is teeming with life, has had other planets go through the same identical thing, with those looking a lot like you. You right now are the only one that is going through this yet again. It's an invitation to awaken to a consciousness which eventually, in many, many years and generations, will be so high that it will change everything around you. It explains the meaning of life, which nobody really has told you yet. You, part of a much larger picture of the galaxy that you're in, which has many, many planets filled with other light workers you haven't met yet, but you can and you may. And there'll be a big aha when you do. Oh. So now these pairs of chromosomes, this 24th pair, these two, are starting to awaken. And it's like every process that you've been given, you have to acknowledge that this is true. It's so simple. Belief is an easy thing. It's allowance. That's all it is. You ask a physicist, do you know everything there is? And they will say, of course not. There is an allowance for more. And they know it. In fact, some of them are all just waiting for what they know is out there. What about you? Have you got yourself pretty well figured out, or is there more? Do you know everything there is to know about you? Or is there more? There's another reason you don't feel worthy. The way your history is gone, the lower consciousness that has been on this planet for so long, by free choice, The ones, the lower consciousness that has pushed you down repeatedly, may have actually come from what those on the planet say is a spiritual organization. A spiritual organization. Let me tell you what they will tell you quite often, and what your parents have told you quite often. You're born dirty. Did you know that? You haven't got a chance. Because thousands of years ago, when humanity started, somebody made a mistake. And there was an apple involved and a talking snake. And you're born dirty. How do you like it? Is that even marginally believable in logic or spirituality? And the answer is, you got a billion people who believe it. And the others on the planet close to it. They worship a god and they're not worthy. They crawl upstairs and bend their knees and grovel in the dirt for a magnificence that is inside them. And they don't even know it. Born dirty. And this has festered so much in humanity. You need this tool. The tool is called life force light energy. It's difficult to explain it. It's being released with your permission. Do you give allowance for the 24th chromosome set to activate? Do you give allowance? All you have to do is understand and believe, expect it, and allow. That's all it needs to begin. What is released is called, again, oddly enough, life force, life energy. Now, if you ask any light worker, they say, well, that's not new. As you understand it and have understood it, it's not new. Oh, but it's very new. It's a combination of energies you have not experienced before. They are tools for the light worker. And unlike some of the other tools that you have received, these are not tools to make you, for instance, be able to heal better or go and do this better or send energy better. None of those things. These are tools to complete your DNA. To mastery. These are tools that are going to allow you to sail past the self-worth issue. And you've never had that before. You have got, I'll say it, a word that some are afraid of. You have a legion of angels. And as you drill those little holes and they're pushing that love through, what starts to come forth is you are feeling better about yourself. Slowly, as these things unfold, you will see that you are no longer unworthy. You start to feel better about yourself. In fact, you'll wake up and say, I can do this. More than that, don't breathe it too hard. Just say, I deserve this. And you do. Oh, you do. You do. You deserve that and more for all you've slogged through to get here. And this is the tool you've been waiting for. And you can claim it. Now, this is where the affirmations come in that we have taught for so long that are needed for the subconscious that is always there that beats you up to be rewritten. And you can say whatever affirmation you wish, but to remind yourself daily, I am worthy. I deserve to be here. But whereas you might have said that in affirmations for years, these stick. And your subconscious starts to be affected. There are some physical changes that go along with this. And they're not bad ones. It's just changes. You feel different. You sleep different. You act a little different. You're asking questions. your diet may change. Because of all of these things that are now being released within you. There are so many who would doubt this very thing. Channeled information. Well, everybody has channeled information. I've been waiting a long time to give this to you. You know, the shift has been with you a lot longer than you think. It started earlier. You went through the middle of it. But it wasn't till now that this could be activated and triggered by events on the planet, by certain consciousness on the planet, by the darkness who wants to fight you so bad and take everything on this planet right back to the 40s. And you know it's there. And it's only going to be by those light workers who deserve it and know they deserve it to change a planet slowly, but forever. History will not repeat itself. Because you are here with that gift. History will not repeat itself. You're not going to go backwards. Have you noticed that this planet almost in total has objected to certain things that it never objected to before? That's just the beginning. I want you to prepare yourself for shift and change. I want you to be able to walk from this place, from Sedona. Not just differently, but you can identify what's different. I feel better about what I might be able to do. I feel better about me. What if I did deserve to be here? What if these are things that can clear now, finally? And I'm going to feel better about even walking around. What if I can start to understand love? Because there's so many of you don't. You really don't. You want to, but you don't. And now all these things that we have said, well, you can't understand it and you can't do it, nuts, not anymore. Because we have just implanted you, you might say, imbued in you, ability, love, compassion, understanding. You're starting to release why you came. That's why I'm here. That's what I told my partner, finally, after 30 years. When he said, why did you come? And I said, for the shift. So I could give this message, perhaps even today. It's important. It's not as esoteric as it used to be. Because now it's going to manifest itself physically inside you. You're going to feel it. You're going to know it. Your lives are going to be different because of it. There's more to the conference. There are days that will occur. I want you to remember this message. I'm Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.